Artist Tie Sheng Dai is one of the few Chinese residents remaining in Washington's Chinatown. He used to have two art galleries, but rent hikes forced him to close both of them. A sign outside the building is the only evidence they existed. The area's housing costs have been pushed up over the years by other ethnic groups flooding in. The Chinese population has shrunk from its high of 3,000 to around 300 today. Chinatown began to develop decades ago as new immigrants moved there because most of them faced language and cultural barriers in other neighborhoods. Tom Fong, vice chairman of the local chapter of the Chinese Consolidated Benevolent Association, says things gradually changed.
Well, as quickly as the kids that they bring over assimilate the English language, then the parents actually lean on them, and we don't actually need a Chinatown English-speaking translator or liaison to help get us there.
Most of the current Chinese residents have low incomes and receive government subsidies. Many live in Museum Square, one of Chinatown's two affordable apartment houses. But the government subsidy for this complex expires in October, and the owner plans to replace the building with modern high-rise condos. So the residents are being forced to move out. Dai says the remaining residents don't want to move.
Some families with three generations are living together. Some of them have been here longer than me, for more than 10 years. Some for 20 or more years.
If affordable housing is no longer available, the residents may not be able to stay in the Chinatown area, according to Derek Hira, the director of American University's Metropolitan Policy Center. Hira says, without Chinese residents, the local government cannot promote Chinatown as an authentic ethnic tourist attraction.
I think that cities that are seen as more racially tolerant and also ethnically and racially diverse tend to be the places that have the most innovation and have there's an association between diversity and economic development.
And Tom Fong says, when it comes to retaining Chinese culture, Chinatown matters.
My hope is that my kids and their kids will still have that touchstone of Chinatown to be a part of, and to come down here and perform line dance and to do kung fu and spread our culture and to retain our culture for generations to come.
Adriana Zhang for VOA News, Washington.